to have a sensory garden at both Ridgeway and Great Bowden for a number of years. We had started to plan it before COVID, and then it got kind of shelved for the time being, and we've decided to start it again now. So that's why I've decided to do a big fundraiser. So myself and some other members of staff and governors had thought, oh, why don't we do a walk for it? So we're going to do the London Bridges Walk, which is 50 kilometres in March for that. But then we got around to thinking that actually it'd be really nice to open it up to the school community as well, which is when we thought, why don't we tie it in with walking the distance from Land's End to John O'Groats? And each week, children are going to submit the number of miles that they've walked to their class teacher, and then I will tally it all up, and we'll see how far we've travelled on the journey. And then I thought we could discuss that each week, and it links in with geography as well, because we can discuss where we are and what that place is famous for and whereabouts it is. And so I thought that would kind of go over a number of weeks of the spring term, and then hopefully we'll raise enough money then to have a sensory garden at each school. Well, we've got quite a number of children with learning differences, and we have a sensory room at Ridgeway, and we have a sensory zone at Great Bowden, and they are very popular and used for children who need to have some time out of the classroom, so if they're feeling slightly overwhelmed, whether it's academically, emotionally, socially, and so on. So they go and sort of regulate their emotions and sort of ground themselves calm. And then they can come back and focus. But so we wanted to have a sensory garden as well for that kind of purpose. But also, we wanted it for all children to be able to access it as well, because everyone will have some sort of time in their lives where they need to have a bit of space and time to reflect. We've got a number of bereaved children as well, so we thought it would be good for them to have space to have to think about what they need to, or talk to somebody, as well as kind of just getting all the children to be, have sort of some time in nature. And you know that if you're outside and out and about, it can clear your mind, it can just reinvigorate yourself, and it's just another area for them to go to. I've made a little plan. I'm not a gardener, so anybody who would like to help, very welcome to do so. We thought we could have a barefoot path walking through the garden, so there they've got different textures on the ground for children to feel. So you might have pebbles, you might have bark, you might have sand, so on. And we thought it could wind around different sections. So you might have a section that is more about the sense of smell. So you've got particularly scented plants like lavender or mint and so on. And then you might have one an area that's more touch, so sort of tactile things like long grasses or other plants that need to research into for that area. And then you could have more of a one that's based on sight, so brightly coloured flowers, evergreens. We might have, I'd quite like to get some garden decorations as well, you know, like the twirly things that hang from the trees and things like that. And then, so to wind around, and we've got trees already in the area, so we could utilise those and have maybe tree stumps that they can sit on underneath the tree, or a bench, a sort of reflection bench. And I was thinking also maybe to tie in more with nature as well. Maybe we could have a hedgehog house or bird feeders. I'm hoping we can raise the money by Easter, and then we can have a look at how much we've got and what we can get, and maybe enlist some people to help sort of implement it. Or maybe they might, if they don't want to donate money, they might be able to donate plants or time or items. And then maybe over May half term, we could get going with putting it in.